Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Poetry to Live By from Teresa Dye is a spiritually uplifting perspective on how to have a peaceful relationship with our fellow man. Poetry to Live By covers many facets of life, including life, love, inspiration, and reflections. It offers advice on forgiveness, friendship, and more. It also shows how young people how to be productive members of society and will help you appreciate how to have a close relationship with the Creator. Teresa Dye has been a poet since 1999. Poetry is one of her gifts and passions. Poetry to Live By is the result of her life experiences as well as those of her family and close friends. She grew up in the close-knit community of Twin Lakes, Michigan, which was referred to as the country, during a time when the saying, it takes a village to raise a child, was more than just a saying. Living now in Muskegon, Michigan, with her husband, Robert Dye, Teresa Dye, author of Poetry to Live By, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You have done such a wonderful job in this book, Poetry to Live By, and I love the color. Everything about it is so well done. What was the inspiration for writing this book?
Well, Rick, I've been writing since like 1999, as you stated earlier, and it's something that I had wanted to do, but just didn't have the opportunity. So in November 2019, I got a call from a publishing house who I had been just kind of, he would keep in touch with me every month, and he would say, well, no pressure. So in November 2019, he called me like 2 weeks before Black Friday, and he says, well, we have a Black Friday special going on. It was like $1,200, which I couldn't afford. But then for Black Friday, it was going to be $600. And they also allowed me to break it up into three payments. So something that I had wanted to do for years came to fruition.
That is just an amazing story, and you do such an excellent job with writing the poetry. Where did this passion come from? Was this at an early age you read poetry? Was it a family member, a teacher? Where does this talent come from?
Well, it started, I used to like to write letters when I would meet people. My brother-in-law was in the Army, I'd write him a letter. When I went to camp when I was 11, my camp leader, I wrote her a letter. So I just kind of liked to write. My first poem, like I said, was in 1999, and from there, it just kind of took off. And like I said, I look at it as a gift, you know, that it was a gift that I was given. So every chance I get, I, you know, try to write a poem.
Well, I'm glad that you were willing to share this with people. It's touching so many people. The book is Poetry to Live By. I mentioned the cover. Often you can look at a cover and decide, like, there's something in here, and it's so well done, and you open it and you start reading these poems that really touch all aspects of your life. I like to ask about the target audience, and they always seem to sort of like, this is geared for this particular person and this group. I'm looking at you at the book, Poetry to Live By. This is for everybody, isn't it? There's something in there we all could use and benefit from.
It is. I like to say the saying from 9 to 99, like you mentioned earlier, has life, love, inspiration, and reflections. And I think it has something that could help everyone. I mean, we've all gone through struggles and had our ups and downs, so I think there's something in the book that could touch everyone's life.
The book is Poetry to Live By. You'll find the book at the usual places, readersmagnet.com, at Amazon. Teresa's website, an excellent website, has all the information. You can order there as well. It's Teresa Dye, the messenger.com. Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, D is D-Y-E. I'll spell this again before the end. And we've got this on our website as well. Teresa Dye, themessenger.com. The name of the book is Poetry to Live By. So many poems. I know it's hard to sort of select something here to read to us, but do you have something that you could read and share with the audience today?
I do. I've worked with children for years in schools, and also I worked in a group home where there were children who had been taken away from their parents for different reasons. So I wrote a poem that is entitled Help the Children. It says, somewhere along the line, many of our children have lost their way. They face crime, violence, hatred, and a lack of love every day. We need to do more than just shake our heads in dismay. We need to help our children to see that there is a better way. Many of us may ask, how can we help? In what way? There are many things that we can do to help them start a productive life to have a better day. First, we can help them see there is more to life than hatred, heartache, and strife. Second, we can find time to give of ourselves. We need to be there when there is no one else. We need to stop pushing our children off on others. Start being better mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers. We don't have time to waste. We need to help children of all races find their places. Black, red, yellow, or white. We need to all work together to win this fight. So the next time a child comes to you, take a little time to listen. Find out what you can do. Our children are our future, so they need a good start. So let's strive to help them with all our hearts.
That is so well done. How long did it take you to write that? You talked about the inspiration, but to really get it where the words are where you want them, and they leave an impact when it's over with.
Like I said, I look at it as it's a passion, and I look at it as a gift. So lots of times once I get started and get the first part done, then it just kind of flows.
Well, the book is so well done. Many poems in there like that that will touch you. It's Poetry to Live By, Messages from the Heart by Teresa Dye. Her website, teresadyethemessenger.com. Talk about how you think this book is going to impact people and what you hope the results will be, that they can help be of interest, just poems people sit and read and enjoy, and poems that will actually touch them, as that last poem that you just read. How do you think this will impact people?
I think people will be impacted by it. Like I said, and like you mentioned earlier, it pretty much talks about all facets of life, you know, life, love, inspiration, and reflections. So I think if people sit down and read it with an open mind and an open heart, I think it could have an impact on a lot of people.
What are some of the advantages, and maybe it's a disadvantage, of being a writer? You've got this talent. You look at things a little differently than other people do. Sometimes that could be an advantage. Maybe even consider the other side of that, a disadvantage. What are some of the advantages and disadvantages of being a writer?
Well, I kind of look at it as an advantage. I don't know if I even think about the disadvantages because it's something that I really love to do. So the advantage is, like, I think, you know, I can reach people, you know, help people through the poetry if they're having a bad day or a bad week or a bad life. I think they can find something in there that could help them.
And don't you think it's a more impactful way to deliver your message than just standing up in front of somebody and rattling off four or five sentences that, you know, everybody does? But the eloquence that you have in crafting these poems, it really makes an impact, doesn't it? We're drawn in and suddenly they become visual and we fully understand and grasp the message.
All right. My sister-in-law, she was one of maybe the second person who bought one. And she said she, like, sat down, like, and read through, like, three times that she really enjoyed, you know, what it had to say and that, you know, it did reach out to people.
Well, and that's another thing. You can read it all at once. You can read portions of it. You can go back and read something that maybe 5 years ago, go back and you remember the poem that Teresa wrote and goes, you're able to go back and it provides some inspiration in your life. Done such a wonderful job with this. The book is Poetry to Live By. Are you working on another book now?
I'm in the process of starting to work on one. Yes, the title is Listen with Your Heart, Mind, and Soul.
Interesting. Now, what's the background? Is this another poetry book or a different type of book?
It's going to be another poetry book. So when people sit down and read it, I want them to use their whole being when they read it. You know, we first take things into our, you know, our mind, and, you know, then eventually, you know, it gets to our heart. So that's what I want this, the effect to have on people when they read the book.
When you're putting a book together, and I'll talk about Poetry to Live By, which is done, the new book that you're working on now, what are the challenges in putting that together in terms of a collection when you know, okay, I've got all the topics covered I want, or I'm missing a couple in this area? If you're writing a novel, you know, okay, I got the beginning, I'm going to move the story along, I'm going to finish it. How do you put a compilation together like that, a collection of poetry?
Well, I just kind of write them, and then I just kind of tuck them away. So when I finished the first book, I had others that, you know, I still had, and then I've added to that. So when it's all said and done, I think I'll, you know, have enough to write another interesting book of poetry.
Do you write often? Is that something when you're out and you see something that touches you and you come home and you put it on paper? Is this sort of an ongoing process for you?
It is. Sometimes I'm even in bed. And I'll wake up or something will hit my brain and I'll jump up and write it on paper. So I don't forget it. Then when I wake up the next morning or when I have time, I can add more to it.
If you can read your handwriting, that's the way to do that. I used to try to keep notes at night. I couldn't read them the next day. So it's like, okay, I got to do a tape recorder or wait. Yeah, wait. There's something about writing in the dark that's sometimes difficult. Teresa Dye is our guest on the program. Our website is teresadyethemessenger.com. The book is Poetry to Live By, Messages from the Heart. Once you write the book, it's now published, it's out there, people can buy it on your website, they can buy it Amazon, Reader's Magnet, all of these places. The marketing begins for the book. Do you do any traveling? How are you getting out there and spreading the word about the book?
Well, right now with COVID, you know, it's kind of hard. You can't really, you know, get out. But I do have friends and family who have bought the book. I have a company in, I think it's Pennsylvania, that I'm supposed to send some books to, and they want to put it in a brick and mortar. Fantastic. So we'll see how that goes. And this summer, this spring and summer, I'll be part of an exhibit.
Okay, yes. I'm glad we're getting back to being able to do that. And maybe, you know, book signings and things like that, where you can get out there and actually interact with the people who read or are about to read your book. Talk about this balance. You mentioned before that sort of life came along as when you were starting to write Poetry to Live By. How do you balance that? Balance home, balance your writing, other hobbies, enjoyments that you might have. Is that challenging to juggle all of that?
It can be at time. Now it's just my husband and I, so that's not a, you know, no children that I have to look after or run after. But it can be challenging. I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and I'm what you call a regular pioneer, which means, well, right now we're writing letters because we can't go door to door, but which means I get 70 hours a month. So putting that together and making sure my husband is fed and doing other things that I need to do, it can be challenging, but I enjoy it.
Well, and it's reflective in the work that you do. The book Poetry to Live By, Messages from the Heart by Teresa Dye, our guest on the program. Our website, teresadyethemessenger.com. Book available at the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on and get a copy of the book. Talk about what this experience has been like for you as an author, that you work on this. You send it off to the publisher. You get your first copy of the book, beautifully designed cover, Poetry to Live By, your name on it, your poems on the inside. What was that like when you stood there holding your book for the first time?
It was very exciting. You know, it's like a dream come true. Like I said, it's something I had wanted to do, but just never thought it would happen, but it did. So it was really uplifting and really made me feel really good inside.
Well, the time was certainly right, how it happened, where all of a sudden it became affordable and it was a situation you literally couldn't walk away from. Here was your chance to do this. I asked before about where this love of poetry came from. Who were some of the poets that inspire you, maybe at a younger age and maybe now that you enjoy reading?
I'm not so sure if I really read poetry growing up. I think it was Langston Hughes was one that I did a project on when I was in college for art class, and with his poetry and stuff that really kind of touched home. Angel Milo.
Yes.
So it's just, like I said, and at the end of the day, I just think it's really a gift that I was given.
Well, and you've used it so wisely. A couple minutes left here in the program. What do you hope the takeaway is that readers have after reading Poetry to Live By? What do you hope they feel? Maybe sensibilities that you're going to introduce them to a different way maybe of looking at life. What do you hope the reader takes away from reading Poetry to Live By?
Well, I hope that, you know, we all have things that we struggle with. I said earlier, maybe we've have a bad relationship with a family member. There's one in there that talks about forgiveness, which actually was written. My father was kind of in and out of our lives, and I loved my father dearly, but at one point I sat down and wrote this poem so I could forgive him. And at the end it says, you know, it's no time to let sleeping dogs lie. So, I think it can cover whatever aspect in your life that you may be struggling with, that there's something that can help you with that.
There is, and as I say, it's nice once you have Teresa's book to go back and refer to that. If certain situations come up in life and you need to be a little reflective, it's a chance to go back, pick up your copy of Poetry to Live By, and look at some of the poetry there once again. Any idea when the next book is coming out? And would love to have a chance to talk about that as well. Can we get you back to talk about the new book at some point?
I'd be happy to come back. You've been really inspirational for me. I really appreciate the time you've taken with me even before the interview to make sure that things were on track. So I would love to come back. And don't be surprised if you see your name in one of my poems.
Ooh, now I'm looking forward to that. That would be nice. And it's been such a pleasure working with you. And 30 seconds or so left here. I know you've worked with Reader's Magnet along part of this journey. What's it been like working with them, the publisher? And by the way, that's where you can get a copy of the book as well.
Actually, the publisher was Arthur House, but now I am working with Reader's Magnet, and they've been awesome. Rain and Ken and everyone that I work with, there's been times when they've come on and worked with me, and I mean, no hurry, stayed for like 3 hours if need be, and so whatever I need, they're there to help me out, and I really do appreciate that.
Well, the book is Poetry to Live By, Messages from the Heart by Teresa Dye. The book available to usual places, Amazon, of course, readersmagnet.com, Barnes & Noble, all of those, and Teresa's website. I encourage you to visit her website, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Dye, D-Y-E, themessenger.com. All of these on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Teresa, it's been a pleasure getting a chance to know you, having you on the program. Look forward to doing it again. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure as well. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. Teresa Dye, author of Poetry to Live By. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.